Hey there, my name is Dina Schools, and this is So This Is Me Trying podcast, where I tackle all those tough questions like which Star Wars movie is the best, and what is your favorite cheese, and would you let a vampire turn you? I also tackle some tougher topics like anxiety and depression, motherhood, what it's like to work in the medical field during the pandemic, and maybe spill the tea every now and then. So grab a drink and enjoy the ride. This is So This Is Me Trying podcast. Hello and welcome. Hello. Hello, it's me.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all this time you'd want to meet.
I thought you were going to go with Lionel Richie.
Is it me you're looking for?
Yep.
I'm back, bitches. I know it's been a while. Sorry. I took a break from podcasting for a bit. I just got really busy. And then, just got busy and had other things going on, other commitments. I'm back. And for anybody who might be new that is checking me out, my name is Dina Schools, and this is the So This Is Me Trying podcast, where I pretty much talk about all sorts of fun stuff. So if you're new to the podcast, thanks for listening, and thanks for being here. So we're just kind of, I don't really have, I wrote notes, typical me fashion, sitting at my desk yesterday, was it yesterday? I don't know, whatever day it was.
Could have been yesterday,
I can't remember. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be more organized, I'm going to come back, it's Britney, bitch. I'm going to be professional.
Professional? I feel like she...
I don't know if she did or not, but Michael Scott came back professional, and he was the Michael Scott paper company. And you know what? He got bought out for $10,000.
Yeah.
So good fucking for him.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to be professional, and I'm going to rank notes, and I'm going to have my thoughts be all organized. And I literally had them in my pocket, and we go to sit down and record, and now I can't find them. So we're just winging it. I mean, I remember what I wrote, but, I just kind of feel like this is just me. This is just who I am, so you just have to accept that. But, yeah, so just kind of life updates, I guess. So I started my screenwriting class, and I completed it. It was pretty good.
Did you learn a lot?
I feel like I did learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was kind of cool because I think I was a little naive to screenwriting. So, in some sense, I didn't realize, all the technicality that comes in from screenwriting versus, free writing, coming from a literary standpoint of, just kind of freestyling, writing a book, and you can write it whatever the fuck you want to write.
A lot less freedom.
Yes, but, screenwriting is so strict. I didn't realize how many rules there were to screenwriting. It wasn't so much the technicality, the formats and stuff. I picked that up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Even
when you sat down and wrote it, I felt like it came very naturally.
Yeah.
But it's...
It's just, the formatting of it.
The nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah. You can't be too... you can't put direction in there. There has to be no direction. It just kind of is very cut and dry of, it's just straight dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
You can add a little bit of little sparkle here and there, but... A little bit of vampire sparkly.
Edward. Add a little Edward
to it. Everything circles back to vampires. I don't know what it is about my life.
Watching the vampire
Diaries. Because my new vampire kick is Vampire Diaries. And it's so funny because I never could care less about it. I refused to watch it at the time that it came out because Twilight had just came out and it was all the rage. And I was like, oh, this is pretty much just the CW's version of Twilight. They're just playing off of that storyline and now they're just going to amplify it. And that's cool, whatever.
Well, the dude from Lost is in it, so it's awesome.
Yeah, we're almost done with season one. And I'm hooked. I'm like, well, we're in for the long haul because I think it's 9 seasons long.
Yeah, they had until... oh, why do they walk around the daylight? Oh, they have rings.
Yes, yes. So John came in like 4 or 5 episodes in. I was like already halfway through, and I turn it on the TV, and John comes and sits down beside me, and, you know, being the awesome husband that he is, he's just kind of watching it and not judging, and he starts asking questions, and yeah, he was just like, wait a minute, hold on, what's the, like, why are they allowed to go out during the day? And, like, just so nonchalantly, I didn't even look at him. I was like, because they have the fucking rings. And, and John just, like, started laughing so hard. He's like, a fucking course. Like, what the... But I think it was just my response to you, too. I was just like... I didn't even look at you, and I was like, because they have the fucking rings. Like, you're supposed to know what's happening.
They have rings so they don't
die. I was like, yeah, it's like they have these special rings that they can wear, and that way they don't burn up in the sunlight.
The jeweler's crazy.
Yeah. John had a lot of questions after that. I was like, I don't know where they come from or who made them.
Silver doesn't
just
kill
watch them.
Wood stakes in the heart.
It's, yeah. So there is, like, if you've never watched Vampire Diaries before, but there is, like, it starts off very Twilight-y.
Yeah.
But now it's starting to become more Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Mixed with Twilight.
The but
romance
more.
Is very Twilight.
Yeah, but the romance isn't the main focus anymore, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of romance in Buffy, too. Like, that's and I was true. A huge Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan. Like, I watched every season of Buffy religiously. I loved Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So, I don't know.
Like
my fetish with vampires has gone back for a long time.
I feel like you need to watch True Blood, because it's like the adult version.
I'm going to have to... Eventually, I'm just going to have to fulfill all of my vampire...
Yeah, I mean, you got to.
...needs. Because I was thinking about... I was like, man, I love Buffy. Like, one of my favorite movies was, like, Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah,
I fucking love
vampire?
That one. I don't know.
Eddie Murphy's mine.
I honestly think... Probably Tom Cruise is my favorite vampire.
He's a good vampire.
But then again, I really like I loved Lost Boys too, and Lost Boys is a vampire movie too.
Yep.
I think I'm trying to think. Was Rob Lowe in that movie? Was Rob Lowe a vampire? We'll have to Google that. But anyway, so yeah, so circling back around to screenwriting. But yeah, I mean, it was an interesting experience. I've already gotten a couple emails from the instructor asking if I was going to be joining the second class in August. So I'm going to join. I'll be doing that in August. I'll be doing the second part of it. So I'm excited for that. I feel like I learned a lot. It's just something fun to do, something different.
It feels like you learn.
Yeah, I liked it. It was cool. I liked my instructor. He was pretty cool. I felt like bless his heart, because he had nothing but women in his class, and all of them were writing true crime screenwriting. Yeah. Every single one of them. And then, like, the worst class was when they were trying to woke Star Wars, and that just pissed me the fuck off to the point where I, like, muted myself and, like, walked away for a little while, because I was like, I'm not fucking listening. I remember I, like, walked into the living room, and you're like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm not going to sit here and listen about how Star Wars needs to be canceled because Han Solo was too handsy with Princess Leia when they were working on the shoe. Like, get the fuck out of here, all right? Like, that was one of the greatest romances of all time.
Carrie Fisher is probably doing too handsy of Han.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
She's fucking Princess Leia. She can handle herself. She's a Jedi.
Yeah, like, come on, man. She's a fucking Jedi.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Like, obviously, she liked him. Come on. I don't know. It was just like, she was, yeah. And that one scene that they were showing, because he, like, it was kind of cool, like, I was a little worried, because I was like, it's going to be all virtual. Am I really going to be in? But I feel like it was cool doing it virtually, because part of our class time was, like, watching movies or watching scenes of movies. And then, like, either he would bring up the actual screenwrite to show you, like, the screenwrite versus what was actually on the screen and the direction and the dialogue. And, you know, there was... a couple of things where, like, we talked about Star Wars a lot, which I appreciated, But there was, like, the one scene between Anakin and
Obi-Wan?
No. The princess. Yeah, Natalie Portman's princess.
Natalie Portman.
I can't remember what. Queen Amidala. Yeah, we go.
Queen Amidala. Or Padme.
So there was, like, that scene between the two of them and, like, just how that was such an oddly written scene.
It's terrible.
So we talked, like I said, we talked about Star Wars a lot, but
I feel like everyone was good, but Anakin.
But Anakin sucked. I'm sorry, but that's it's sort of funny because when we were sitting in class, I was like, I fucking hate this scene of Star. Like this, honestly, this is my least favorite Star Wars movie, and
it's just because of him.
And he's such a whiny little bitch the whole time. Yes. Like I just want to punch him in his throat.
Like I would take Jar Jar.
Yes, he's so whiny.
And I fucking hate Jar Jar Binks.
Ugh.
But, like, look, you got Obi-Wan. He was cool. Ian McGregor's a good actor. Fucking Samuel L. Jackson.
But, yeah, just Anakin pissed me off in that scene. But, anyway, but it was kind of cool because he could bring up what we were learning and stuff like that and show us in different scenes of movies. And he definitely used Star Wars a lot. But, yeah, so that was kind of the whole screenwriting experience. And I can't think, like, I can't remember the last time we recorded a podcast. It's probably been since February at this point, February, March. I know I recorded one with Brittany in Windsor from Things I Have It. Hey, guys.
Things I Hate It.
Things I Hate It, sorry. I've been drinking. And I'm sleeping very well.
A little sleep deprived. If I drink, I go to sleep.
I drinky, I sleepy. But yeah, I kind of took a time out. There was like some personal shit going on, so had people listening to my podcast. I don't need to be listening to my podcast. That's all I'm gonna say. But like, so that kind of like put a little fork in it for me for a little bit too. But yeah, it's been some time. So we got another dog. We have a golden retriever now, and his name's Remy.
We love him. He's a pain in the ass, but
he's a big pup. He's just a big baby.
Big pain in the ass.
He's probably nine months old now. 9 months.
He's a full grown dog.
We love him. He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. He's loyal.
We both hit our 1 year back at our jobs. Well, 1 year back for you, 1 year for me completely with my job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. Hit our 1 year of buying a house.
Yep. Hit a lot of anniversaries because we moved back to the area a year ago.
Yeah. So we had that. We were busy with that. We've been working on the house a lot. I think we finally are in a good place where we're like...
Take a breather.
I think a lot of the big projects for now that we can do on our own are pretty much done. There is probably, you know, some other bigger projects in the future that we're going to have to hire other people to help us with.
Then, waiting for the price of wood to go down to replace the fence.
Yeah.
It's $35 a board.
Yeah, we wanted to get a new privacy fence put in. We had a guy come out, and pretty much we're told it would be cheaper for us just to do it on our own, and okay, cool. And then, like, our gate broke, so we at least had to replace the gate, so.
Yeah, even a small picket gate was $50.
Joys of homeowning.
Thanks, Obama. Just kidding. It's the orange lemonade.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's pretty much it. Like, you know, we got some bigger plans for the house eventually, but they're just going to cost time and money, and we're not quite there yet.
It's just the waiting game.
Yeah.
We've only been here a year.
The biggest is, like, gutting and redoing the upstairs and adding a bathroom. So, that's... We've been drawing up the plans for that, but we're not going to be pulling the trigger anytime soon.
No. We would like to.
We'd love to, but probably.
We'd love to buy a lottery ticket, redo it. Call it a day.
But yeah, so in pop culture news, I mean, I feel like life has just kind of, I don't know, it just hasn't really accelerated, but like, I don't know, like, I feel like because of everyone getting vaccinated and life kind of feeling like it's going back to normal a little bit.
Starting to go a lot faster than
what they announced, like, all of these concerts, and I'm so freaking excited for concerts. Like, I literally cried when I was like, the Norva's opening back up. I'm so fucking stoked. And like, the first concert announcement that I saw was Modest Mouse. And I was like, yes, we're getting tickets for that. We're going to take Mo. Like, it's going to be fucking awesome. So we're going to go see Modest Mouse again in October at the National in Richmond.
Yep.
We're going to go see Dashboard Confessional at the Norva in September.
Yep.
We wanted to go see Newfound Glory and Simple Plan again. Well, Newfound Glory again. I don't know if I've ever seen Simple Plan.
I've seen them.
I don't think I've ever. But they're not coming close enough. So we were pretty bummed out about that. Because when we saw Newfound Glory a couple years ago at the Norva, they put on a hell of a good show. Like, we had so much fun. We loved it. Dave Matthews had rescheduled his tour, so he's coming here in July. He normally always comes here in July.
We got the Something on the Water coming back next year.
Yeah. So, Alanis Morissette's coming in August. I already have tickets for that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because it got postponed. So, I got that in August. So, I'm just so fucking stoked for concerts. Motion City Soundtrack's going on tour. I think the closest they're getting to us is probably, like, D.C. area or Richmond area or something like that. But yeah. So, I'm super fucking stoked for concerts. I am so excited for that. And then tomorrow, Virginia officially lists all of its mandates. So, I'm kind of, like, anxious and excited to see how that's going to be.
Like, we're vaccinated.
I mean, we're vaccinated. Mo's half vaccinated. So he'll be fully vaccinated.
The only thing we have to worry about
next week. Yeah, the only thing we have to worry about is Finn. But I've been reading a lot about it and, like, talking to, like, my doctor friends that I work with.
Kids are very
and
low.
Yeah, they're like, the kids are, knock on wood, like,
yeah,
if they do get it, it's, like, no worse than getting a cold.
Yeah. And who knows
so,
that, you know, our suspicious sickness... when Finn was in your belly, that he built up some antibodies
for. Yeah. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. Like, everyone's obsessed with Olivia Rodrigo.
I don't know who she was.
She literally blew up. I mean, not saying, like, I understand, like, the car, what was it, driver's license driver's song? License. Like, you would hear that constantly, like, through TikTok. And I just never really paid any mind to it. But then Good For You came out. And I was like, I feel like I've heard this song before. And sure enough, I've been watching so many videos on TikTok where they've been sampling Good For You and then Paramore's song.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty spot on.
Was it Eminem too? Is that
yeah, one? We saw something where, like, there's an Eminem song that the lyrics are almost identical.
Yeah.
To the song, so, and I was thinking about it, like, in,
she might be going away.
Yeah, but I mean, but who knows how true that is? You know
that's,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Can't believe everything you see. I'd have to do a little bit more digging on that. I asked Mo, who's like he's my hound dog, like, figure this out, but he didn't. He didn't seem that interested. He could care less.
I'm gonna play some Fortnite.
Oh, we were listening to music last night, and we went hard to Modest Mouse for, like, a good hour and a half, so that was fun. I feel like he secretly likes that Olivia Rodrigo song.
He's like, let's put on this.
Let's put on, like, today's hits. Though he does, like, I don't know, he's funny. We've come to appreciation, so... John and I, every now and then, like, if we just get bored of whatever we're watching on TV, like, we like pulling up the, was it Vivo?
Yeah, Vivo.
Vivo?
Yeah.
And, like, watching old music videos, because I love it, and it's just pure...
The nostalgia.
Pure magical nostalgia for me, for both of us.
Yeah.
And, what was it? It was, like, MTV Classic, and it was
all
90s, and I'm like, oh my god, like, we're officially old, like,
classic.
All this shit that we went hard on is, like, fucking classic now, it's on MTV Classic, but yeah, but then I was thinking about it, like, so you think of, like, these new, like, this new artist, like, Olivia Rodrigo, example, And I was like, I had this kind of like epiphany in the car, like listening to music, and I'm like, man, like we've, it was kind of like this realization of like our generation has like officially become that generation. Like if you look back, like you think back of like the shit that I was listening to growing up, you were listening to growing up, mm-hmm. like the oldies was like the oldies. It was like 60s and 70s music.
Yep, 50s,
60s. Yeah.
Yep,
and oldies. Like, yeah, like the Beatles. Like I was obsessed with the Beatles as a kid. And like, then like, you know, 70s music, like Led Zeppelin, like all the classics. And, you know, then you got 80s and the 80s was a little more pop. And then the 90s. And so like, I feel like our generation was like super
exposed.
Like we had so much music that like influenced us and molded us and molded other musicians. And then it's like, you look back at like Morgan's generation now, like their influence is like they, as far back as they're going probably is like
80s. Yeah,
yeah. You know, like that's their oldies is like listening to 80s and 90s music.
Never appreciate like Elvis. Or,
yeah, like some of these kids don't probably don't even have never even listened to a Beatles song.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, unless you had those cool parents like us where Mo has always been around the Beatles, but yeah, like you just think about it. And then so that kind of changes the genre a little bit, and like people were kind of so like, all right, so the big argument right now is like the millennials are mad at the Gen Zs because the Gen Zs are doing things that millennials have us, me in general, did when we were like back in middle school and high school.
Yeah.
Like, the 90s style has come back big time.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you even said that one day we were walking around, and you're like, what fucking year is it? Yeah. Like, this is, like...
Yeah. Everyone had, like, acid wash
and jeans, like, flannel shirts and tank tops, yeah.
It was crazy. I was like, what fucking year is it? And then, lo and behold, 5 minutes later, this futuristic dude came around. I was like, seriously. What fucking year?
Exactly.
Is it right
now? We were fucking tripping
this guy
out, yeah.
Just got out of the phone booth for Bill and Ted right now.
Exactly. Yeah, and so funny. And like bell bottoms are coming back.
Yeah,
it's so funny because like I was obsessed with like bell bottoms came back in the 90s when I was a kid. Like
it used to be that flare boot cut.
I remember I had a pair of bell bottoms that my stepmother gave me that she had when she was in high school and she let me have them. Because obviously, you know, she didn't really fit in them anymore. And I could. And I fucking loved them.
Yeah.
Like, and they flared out from the knee. They were like, they were legit bell bottoms.
That's cool.
So, I don't know. She's kind of like thinking about that the last couple of days of just kind of, you know, I mean, that's just how it goes. Yeah. Everything comes back. Everything comes full circle, it feels like.
I feel like
and
trends come back, you know?
And I feel like the music is more like, the music is going back too. Like, it's getting a little bit rock, edgier, a little bit, you know what I mean? It's like, ooh, like, is emo making, I feel like emo's on the comeback. Emo's coming back. Pack punk, yeah.
That's all. So when do we get to the, like, back to the 20 where everyone like wears suits? When's that come back?
I don't know. It's hard to like when's everyone gonna be wearing suits and flapper dresses?
Go to department stores.
I don't know. I don't think that's ever gonna come back.
I hope not.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just gonna stay with my cheap t-shirt and shorts. Super comfortable. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do with these kids?
Kids today, I tell ya.
Kids today, I tell ya. Don't know shit.
But in terms of, like, new television, obviously we're obsessed with The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
We're a couple episodes behind because we just have not had the time to, like, sit down and watch it. Like, we want... And that's one of those shows that, like, when I watch it, I want to be completely focused on what I'm watching. Yeah,
100% focused.
But so far... So fucking good.
Yes. It's so good.
It's such a great show. Seriously.
Agreed.
If you've never watched The Handmaid's Tale, you're literally missing out. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Like, yeah, I don't know. Some people are weird. it's too stressful. Like, what? You even watched it.
Those people are just stressed.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's weird. Like, I've had a couple of people that's been like, oh, I just never thought to watch it. And I'm like, what? Rory Gilmore's in it. What the fuck are you not watching it?
Rory Gilmore. I forget the lady who plays June, but she's a fucking badass.
Yeah, she is a badass. God, I love her.
She's a bona fide badass.
And it's just the storyline is so good. And, like, and whoever's in charge, and I've said it before on the podcast, but, like, who's ever in charge of, like, the music on that? Like, who puts the music the editing in?
They pick
some great fucking songs to put in there. Like, especially, you know what it reminds me of sometimes is, like, Guardians of the Galaxy. You know how Guardians of the Galaxy, like, the music was fucking awesome? Yeah. Like, that's how I feel like Handmaid's Tale is. Like, it's just, like, the perfect fucking songs that they put in there. And it's, like, it's so badass. Like, there was the ending to, I think it was, like, a season two. The end of season two. It was Sunday Bloody Sunday. And it was the ender of the episode. And if you've ever watched Handmaid's Tale, you know what I'm talking about. And it was just that scene alone, and all you hear is the, you know, and oh man, and the drums, and oh man, and like that was such a, and that alone, just that 30-second clip at the very end of that episode was so powerful. Like, it was just, it blew me away. Like, it blew me away to the point where I had to go back and rewatch just that 30 seconds, like, holy fuck, this is awesome.
Yeah, what a great scene that was.
Yeah, that was just incredible.
Good placement and everything.
Yeah, like, they picked, like, Sunday Bloody Sunday. Every time I hear that now, that, the opening, I will always think of that scene now. Always.
That's awesome.
Like, yeah. But, yeah. But that's really the only, like, new TV. No, so John's really gotten into...
He laughed.
We've really gotten into, what is it?
It's Bering Sea Gold.
Bering Sea Gold. Holy fuck, that show.
Dude.
We watched pretty much, are we almost done with it? Are we on like the new seasons
now?
We're on
the new season, so it comes out every Friday, so we got an episode waiting for us.
So we started from the very beginning, and holy fuck, that show. It's so good, though. I didn't think I was going to be into it, but then I find myself really enjoying it.
Yeah, really.
And, like, the character, like, the people, you know, the main people of the show.
Yeah.
And there's always something fucking crazy going on. Somebody's boat's always
catching fire.
Someone's almost going to die from carbon monoxide
poisoning. Or, like, they dump a bunch of money and they don't find anything. You're like,
They're fighting with each other. Like, my favorite love story of all time is Zeke and, what's her name?
Zeke and Emily.
Zeke and Emily.
What a dumpster fire.
Yeah,
that
they
was.
Are. A fucking dumpster fire.
Oh, Zeke is like, you said men are from Mars? Like, he's from fucking Pluto.
Yeah,
like,
he's crazy.
He's an undercover genius. Side note, he went to JMU.
Really?
Yep.
Wouldn't expect that.
He went to JMU. And then he paid for his college off by buying gold.
There you go.
Then now this season he's got his, I feel like they've been promoting his brother's band a lot this season. Because like they have this brother who's, I guess, the drummer and accordion player in the band.
Interesting.
And then they have the guitarist, but they like look straight out of like, I don't know how, like post-apocalyptic prog rock kind of a deal. Like, I was just super.
Oh my god, you know what that made me think of? Remember, is that still a thing?
What's
that? You know what I'm talking about? What's that weird thing that everybody was into? It was like vintage punk rock. You know what I'm talking about? Oh my god.
What do you mean? Like,
they would have like the weird gadgets. But they were like goth.
No,
what the fuck is that called?
It's not punk rock.
What is it called, though?
Steampunk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well,
so
it's like fucking Jules Verne.
They used to have, like, conventions, and, like, people would go to these steampunk conventions.
My favorite Key and Peele skit ever.
Yeah. The steampunk one, yes.
I swear to Christ, if there's a mouse that comes out of that door right now, we're no longer friends. Oh, Damien. The hypothetory is that way. steampunk? What the fuck is that? You know, Blitz, Jules Verne and shit.
Yeah. I just think of, like,
if you put that piece of gears, pipe up to your eyes.
Gears and weird inventions.
It's cool, but it's not for me.
I knew somebody that was super... Okay, so, like, back in Jersey days, this crowd that I used to hang out with, and, like, there was this one kid that was... He did it for a girl. You know how that goes. There was a girl, and it was like everybody was doing, this is super cool. This is like super, this is like the new goth. I just remember hearing that. Like, this is like the new. And like this poor kid, he was like in love with her. And so then like literally like the next time he showed up to the party, he was wearing like a fucking top hat and the fucking like the welder goggles and the fucking oh my god, like he got super into it. And they used to go to all these fucking like steampunk conventions. Yeah.
And they broke
oh
out.
My gosh. But he was like super super into it. Like I'm not, and like it's like his like I think it was still MySpace. No, maybe it was Facebook. Like, oh, this is probably, like, more when Facebook was taking over, but... Whew. Yeah. Good times. Y'all remember fucking steampunk.
Yep. You gotta check out Baron Seagull. Comes out every Friday, Discovery Plus, or Discovery Channel.
We're not sponsored by any of these
but
people.
But I'm just saying. Check it out.
For legal purposes.
Legal purposes or not. Listen. Go check out Handmaid's Tale. It's not stressful.
It's not, that should be its title. It's not stressful.
It's not stressful. If you want to watch some badass women kick
ass. Yeah, if you want to see some badass fucking women.
Kick ass and take names.
And it's such a great fucking show. Look, I can't say anything better, more about it.
Men really do take the backseat into that show.
Yeah, they do. It's awesome. It's all women.
Yeah.
And what's really cool is, like, the new season, like, you know, what's her face? Like, she actually directed one of the episodes. And that was really cool. Like, yeah, I mean, if you're a woman listening to this, please, you should watch Handmaid's Tale.
Check out Baron
Siegel,
too.
If you're a woke
too.
Woman, you should watch Handmaid's Tale. And Baron Siegel.
If you want to watch people
if you want
to
watch,
drive on some sketchy boats to Clinton.
Yeah, you want to see people what it's like. If you want to know what it's like to get carbon monoxide poisoning.
Look, seriously, I was looking at buying claims of gold. I was like... This would be a great investment.
Babe, guess what? We're going to Alaska. I'm like, what?
Yeah, like, you would never guess what I bought today. I claim. Mm-mm. I'm going to get Sean to mine it for us.
Oh, man. It would be cool to go to Alaska, though.
Yeah.
It's on our bucket list. We were talking about that.
Apparently, Nome, you can mine gold if you want to for fun. I was like,
that'd be cool. But it's weird, though. There's no roads that go into there.
Yeah, it's
you have to be flown in.
Flown in. There's no roads out of the town.
Yeah.
How nuts is that?
It's scary. I don't know if I like that.
I mean, they got a hospital there.
It's like some sketchy ass. That was like one of the craziest episodes. I was so stressed out. Like, home dude's like, I think I'm having a heart attack. And I'm like, why is nobody taking him to the hospital? I'm like, oh my god, they probably don't even have a hospital there. They brought
the first hospital scene I saw was like, this dude was late for work, so he decided to swim in the Barren Sea out to it, and the boat was 2 miles out, and then he got like a quarter of the way there, and he realized that, oh shit, I'm cold. I don't have a wetsuit.
Oh my god, what an idiot.
So he started like
having fucking hypothermia.
He got real hypothermic real fast, and like he almost died.
Wow, that's.
And they're like, oh yeah,
not the sharpest crayon in the box.
So Discovery Channel's like, oh, by the way, there's a hospital here. You know?
Yeah. We wanted to give a shout out
to this medical center.
Yeah. They probably see some dumb shit.
You did what?
But that guy was stressing me out. He's like, I think I'm having a heart attack. And I'm like, why? And then the guy's like, what's it? Like, someone was like, we don't got any gas in the truck or something. Yes. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Get him to the goddamn hospital. And then he ended up...
asked 4 people to take him.
He ended up having carbon monoxide poison. I was like, god damn it, with this fucking carbon monoxide poisoning.
Y'all
are a bunch of idiots. And then John and I were like, look, I was like, I'm about ready to fucking buy a whole bunch of carbon monoxide detectors and fucking send them to Nome, Alaska. with a note saying, stop being fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And put please. This shit on your fucking cabins and in your boats. That was like she, like Emily. And that was like that one episode.
She has her she's exhaust like, and has her, air intake.
And she's like, right I don't know why I feel so, like, funny. I have like a really bad headache.
Like, get the fuck
and
out
like,
of there.
She's literally passing out behind the thing. And luckily Zeke comes to her rescue. I was like, you idiot, you're gonna fucking die. That show stresses me the fuck out. It stresses me the fuck out. But it's so good. But it's so good. When they find gold and then they get like an ass ton of gold and you're like, holy shit. Like
these
guys are like, yeah.
It's worth almost dying.
Might be a little retarded, but.
What is the price of gold? $2,700 an ounce. An ounce of gold is worth
and they only grand. Get like a certain amount of time to do it, like yeah. like a season.
Yeah.
And they have the winter season and the summer season.
That's it.
And when they so and then you have to have a special permit to do the winter seasons. And like these guys are literally diving under fucking like a mile thick of ice. Like maybe not a mile thick, but like
it's like five to 10 feet.
Yeah, like thick. This thick thing of ice, and they're diving underneath it.
And then it gets sketchy when it gets warm because the ice starts breaking up. And yeah. Then now you're in the middle of this.
That place. Or like that, or there's something wrong with the fucking. Here we go again. The goddamn engine. This MacGyver.
Where's
fucking,
my hot water?
This fucking like this. It's like literally like a what is it?
A fucking
generator yeah. and like a. And like, and they're like, "Oh, sorry, wrong hose." And like, dude, it's cold. Oh, I put the car, the fresh air intake next to the fucking exhaust, and
now fucking dying.
Now you can't die under.
Oh my god.
They do some dumb shit, but it's a good show.
I feel like you need a permit to run those shits. Like you have
well
to
that
take
and
class.
my favorite episode was when they got mad because the Coast Guard got involved.
The Coast Guard went to every single vessel.
And they were like, we're checking all of your fucking shit yeah. because we're tired of you guys almost dying.
Or that or like so we watched the show.
Yeah, so you got some explaining to do, yeah. alright?
You guys are gonna be out in the waters.
Cannot be out here on this fucking
y'all need some life vests.
As my mom would say, jerry rigged pieces of shit. Fucking mining gold.
You need some life vests. Where's your fire extinguishers?
Yeah, where's your fire extinguishers?
You can't mine until you get a fire extinguisher.
Oh, man. That show is... It's a good one.
It is a good one.
But, yeah, that's pretty much what's been going that's on for us. It's our life.
We've been gold mining and handmade sailing. And, our youngest got his first haircut today.
I know. We both cried.
He looks... It's good. It's a good haircut.
Yeah.
It's a good
it's okay. It's okay.
I keep telling myself, look, all right, realistically, yeah. it's uneven. It's a little short on one side than it
yeah.
is another. But the wiggle worm he is...
Yeah. He was, like, dodging her, too, like fucking something out of the Matrix. And then he would, like... And then he would act like it was hurting him. But, I mean, for the most part, like, he was like, ah! You know, but he did good. I mean, I feel like he did pretty good for him.
Yeah,
you know,
really good. I feel like
he's definitely got that personality.
We got the first haircut package.
Yeah, we got a little certificate.
We got a lock of hair. It was a good event. He got some McDonald's afterwards.
Even and then he got to go see Nana and Poppy.
He woke up at 1 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, after we stayed up late. We stayed up late hanging out, and I knew it was going to happen because every time we stay up late, he's like, oh, y'all had a party without me? Well, guess what? Now we're all fucking staying up. You wanted to stay up till 3 o'clock, you said, right? You wanted to watch the sun come up, right?
It was terrible.
That hurt my soul because I was having a hard time falling asleep, and, like, I finally...
Because of him.
Yeah, because he was restless, so then it was making me, like, I'm like, oh. She keeps moving around. And I'm like, and it always happens. I tell myself, don't make eye contact. Whatever you do, don't fucking make eye contact. And I just, and I slowly opened my eyes. And he was like, and I was like, it's over. It's done. That's it. We're up. We're fucking up. Like, because the second him and I make eye contact, he's like, oh, you're up, too?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why you're up. It's time to play. It's time to hang out. Yeah. Choice of being a parent.
Yeah. Love him.
We love him to death, though.
So, yeah. Needless to say, stayed up and got some, a little bit of rest if we can, and...
Yeah.
Trucked about our day.
Exactly. But yeah, but it's nice. We had a 4-day weekend. We were off today.
We're going to go to bed early this
Friday. We're going to bed early on Friday night because we're home.
So that, we're
exhausted. Like, so we, like, stopped over at my parents are so old school, but, like, I was telling John, like, one of my favorite things is, like, especially growing up around here, like, going to the beach. Like, we're so lucky because, you know, we live by the beach and, like, I was like, I used to love coming home. After a day at the beach and like taking a not a hot shower but like a in betweener shower,
mm-hmm.
and like putting on some like comfy clothes and the house would be all cool, and my parents always are those parents that like during the summertime we don't open blinds, you don't open curtains, it stays dark in here, like you don't open the front door.
We did it today.
And, like, we stopped over at my parents' house today, and it was very much, like, how I remembered our house being on, like, a hot summer day. And
it was so dark. I'm like, how are y'all seeing?
Yeah. So, like, but I was like, oh, man, like, it's like, I wish doing with, like, I was like, we need to start doing that. Like, we need to, especially during the hot days, like, we need to, like, make it dark in here. And so John realized that the new curtains I got for the dining room are blackout curtains, and it was like and then like before I know it, like all the lights were off, all the blinds were drawn, like it got super nice and cool. I was like, oh, this is like tranquil.
It is. It was like, man, because our house, the front of our house is east, so of course the sunrise hits the front, the sunset hits the back.
Mm-hmm. And it's the worst during dinner time because when we sit down and eat dinner, Morgan always complains because he's like, it's the sun. It's that.
Yeah.
And he, like, has to shut the blinds.
And then it gets hot. Then you're like, oh, yeah. Because the sun's beaming in.
And our kitchen's in the west. And so when we're cooking dinner is when the sun's beaming right on our kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. So it's, like, super hot.
If you hear any background noise, it's Remy.
It's our dog. It's not the Puggle, it's the Golden.
It's the Golden.
He's got a bone, and he's being really loud about it. And I'm not gonna edit it out. Because
this is real life.
Hashtag real life.
Hashtag
organic. Hashtag I'm not fucking editing. Because I got
never
time for
up.
It.
Never
back. Never man. Die. Never die. Never give Don't up. Die. That's like that's my favorite. Always I'm so glad that Christy Elia made a comeback.
I'm glad, too.
I'm so glad, because, man, they were trying to cancel my man, and I was like, the fuck you are.
Yeah.
The fuck you are. Like, I have my love-hate relationship with cancel culture, but, like, that one, I was like, the fuck you are. Like, I will defend this man. Like, you know, I've been a long-time Christy Elia fan.
I feel like, was he a womanizer?
Yeah, of course.
Did he do anything outside the realm of the law?
No.
I heard
But, hearts. Like, good for him, man. He, like, came back, and he's like, guess what, guys? I got a kid. I'm like, what? You got a kid?
You went dark.
He's like, oh, yeah, guess what, guys? I've been engaged for, like, a whole year and a half. Yeah. And I'm like, what? You've been engaged? You got a girl? You got a kid?
Like,
I was like,
Christy
hold on.
Comes back, David Dobrik gets canceled.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on?
But, like...
Ellen?
Yeah, Ellen got canceled by the LGBT community.
They weren't playing
with their shit. BGQ, however, what all the...
LGBTQ... T?
Something, yeah. But she got canceled by them, so... I don't know. I can't keep up with all of it. One day we hate somebody, the next day we love... I love everybody. I mean, unless you're, like, a really bad person. Like, you do some really fucked up shit.
I feel like Ellen's that person. She's too squeaky clean.
So, the problem that we have with Ellen is, like, we watched that comedy special that she had called Relatable.
Oh, man.
And that was the worst stand-up comedy I've ever watched. It was painful to watch.
We had to stop it midway through.
Yeah, like, we were just...
None of your jokes are funny.
Like, it just was not funny. And, like, she's talking this humor about being relatable, but, like, nothing was relatable.
Yeah.
It was all, like, I'm rich, I've got rich people problems. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't have rich people problems. I've got, like, middle class. Like, I feel like I've got, like, moderate middle class. Yeah. Like, problems. Yeah, like, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, I can't relate to, like, you had a problem with, like, some restaurant that you went to or some dumb shit. And I was like, nah.
Nah.
I'm good. Because I don't want to keep watching it because then I might not like it anymore. But, I don't know. All those accusations came out that, like, she was, like a royal bitch to her staff or something like that. But since we're talking about cancel culture, we're going to end this with my girl Rachel Hollis.
Yeah, man.
So, all right, so.
First off, what happened?
So, first off, my girl Rachel Hollis, right? So, listen, I stopped drinking her Kool-Aid a long time ago.
Stop drinking
the fucking Kool-Aid.
Her Kool-Aid?
Her Kool-Aid. Okay, Rachel Hollis's Kool-Aid. Hold on, you gotta catch up. Rachel Hollis's Kool-Aid and Dave Hollis's Kool-Aid, alright?
Yeah.
I stopped drinking it.
Yeah.
Because they were just getting too toxic positivity for me. So this kind of like, we're like talking on some stuff, like
yeah.
Doing a little bit of cancel culture, we're doing a little toxic positivity. So anyway, so. So they were kind of like, and then they were like pushing this whole lifestyle, fitness, you know, eat right, exercise, move your body for 30 minutes a day, make sure you're doing mindful this and journaling and setting goals. And I'm not saying that all of that is great fucking stuff, but I just wasn't buying it. I was like, nah, I'm good. I don't know. I was like, nah.
People had meth labs in their home.
No. But I just was, I don't know, something just, to me, it just wasn't vibing for me.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, they announced their divorce, like, late last year, getting a divorce. And I've talked about Rachel Hollis a few times on my podcast, because she's my girl. Anyway, so, fast forward the tape.
Yep.
So, apparently she had done a Facebook Live, and her maid, not, I wouldn't even say her maid, the person that she comes, that she hires,
housekeeper.
Her housekeeper, who comes through her house and cleans her house twice a week, just so happened to be in the live feed or, like, walk by. I never saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said something, and she's like, I guess she bounced back. She's like, oh, she cleans my toilets. And here we go. The fucking white women of suburbia with their fucking tiki torches are, oh my God, I cannot believe she just degraded this woman on her live because she said that she washes her, like, or cleans her toilets and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so, like, and then, you know, somebody shot back and was like, oh my God, like, I can't believe, like, you're so unrelatable. Okay, so here we go back. We're, like, rounding out these topics about unrelatable and celebrities. Look at me coming back on fire.
On fire.
On motherfucking fire. So my homegirl, and, like, I see a lot of myself in Rachel, and I think that's probably a lot of the reason why I stuck up for her, because I feel like the tone that it was being projected as was not being hostile. So she gets back and she gets on her TikTok. And so you didn't see my face when I said that. Because I feel like if you're over 35, maybe you shouldn't be making TikTok videos. Yeah. But that's just my opinion. Unless I'll watch them.
Unless you're doing something cool.
I'll watch them. I'm one of those I like to watch the world burn type of mentality sometimes. Yeah. But there's some people on there. Anyway, that's a whole nother podcast. But so she got on there and she defended herself, and the quote that she said was, sis, I don't want to be relatable to you.
Yeah.
I've worked my ass off. I've gotten up at 5 o'clock in the morning every fucking day and have hustled from the bottom to be where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be relatable to you. If I'm relatable to you, then I'm not doing my job right.
Mm-hmm. Slow clap. Slow clap.
And I celebrated it. I was not offended at all. Not one bit. Yes, girl, you did fucking... You just... So what? So I have somebody clean my fucking house 2 days a week? And she even said that, like, You know, and she's like, I never cuss on here, but I fucking don't, like, look, I fucking have earned my spot. Mm-hmm. Do I want to clean up after four fucking boys, their toilet? No, fuck that. You know what I mean? Like, good for you. Like, let's sell it. Like, yeah, I was all about it. I was celebrating her. I even reshared it. And I was super pumped about it. I was like, yes, like, this is the energy I'm talking about. Like, and of course, here comes the Karens. Oh my God. Like, she's done. She's done. We don't want it. How dare you tell your audience that you don't want to be relatable to them when the same women who made you who you are or put you where you are because they thought you were relatable, or they're the same reason that bought all your books and listened to your podcasts and go to your live, you know, seminars and blah, 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 because you were relatable. She was relatable. She's, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying that she's not relatable anymore, but she's successful. So let's celebrate that. Why are you putting her down? Because she, look, let's be fucking real. If you're a multimillionaire. Look, I'm not a multimillionaire. And I want someone to come clean my fucking house. Yep. And I know people who make probably less than we do that have people come clean their fucking house.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here. It's a, you know what I mean? Like,
it's a job.
Shut up. Get over yourself.
First off,
so me being me. So the Hollis company comes out with like this whole, I'm sorry, I'm going to do better. I didn't realize that how hurtful I was, and I'm going to take time away. I'm going to step out to, you know, whatever. Cancel culture, right? Mm-hmm. We fucking canceled Rachel Hollis. All right? So I was pissed.
How long was her break?
She hasn't resurfaced on anything. Not even her podcast.
Wow.
So
they canceled Rachel Hollis.
And mind you, her scummy ass fucking ex-husband, Dave Hollis, is all up here. Yeah, check out my new girlfriend. And we're like the Brady Bunch because, like, we have like all these kids now. And, like, shut up, Dave. You're canceled. Bring Rachel back. Fuck you. You're cool. You're not. Bye. Like, that's how I feel about it. Like, I'm not a huge fan of Dave Hollis.
Well.
But what I'm saying, so I didn't, hold on, let me finish.
Do it.
Because you know your girl got into it.
Oh, I know.
So
I was there.
I normally never try to, like, get into a verbal altercation on social media because it never, I don't know, if you're not careful, it could go very badly
it's
for
like
you.
Like being in the wind.
Because then, you know, God forbid you say something, before you know it, they're screenshotting all your information and they're trying to get you fired. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm going to tread lightly, but I'm not going to back down on how I feel about this. Yeah. So I said, and this is my opinion on it, was how come we are the same women, and it had nothing to do with race.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with race. There was no race being even in my head.
Yeah.
How come we can celebrate a woman like Cardi B, mm-hmm. who says the exact same things in her lyrics, on her lives?
Yeah.
She's constantly, I don't want y'all to. I paid for this, this, that, and the third. That kind of mentality.
Uh-huh.
But someone like Rachel Hollis can't do the exact same thing.
Exactly.
So it's like we celebrate it, like, okay, so Cardi B, yeah, girl, we celebrate it. Like, you came from the bottom, now you're here.
Yep.
So what, Rachel came from the bottom and now she's here too, but it's, no, girl, you're not allowed to celebrate.
Yeah.
And that's how, and I was like, and so I put that out there into the interwebs. And of course, I got called a racist. I got called a Karen. I got, what else did they call me? Yeah, pretty much that. Like, I was just a racist Karen. And I was like, no. First of all, race has nothing to do with it. And that's the problem right fucking there. I'm not the one making it a race issue. You want me to be woke. I'm woke. But I'm not the one making it a race issue. I'm making it as two successful women.
Mm-hmm. You're making a woman thing.
A woman thing.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. What does it, you know, how dare you compare Rachel Hollis or Cardi B to somebody like Rachel Hollis? Two different genre, two different thing, whatever. Okay, no, it's not the same thing. It's all the same thing. It's all social media influencing.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. It's flexing. She's a girl. Why can't she fucking flex?
Yeah, exactly.
And she wasn't offending anybody. She wasn't putting down her housekeeper. She wasn't, and here we go. And then it turns into this race thing. It turns into the white woman. And, you know, she's not allowed to be celebrated. She's privileged. She's this, she's that, and she's not allowed to say something like, she's not allowed to flex. And that's what pissed me off. Like, that's the shit that pissed me off. And I got it. It was like a 2-day event for me. Like, it was a 2-day, and like, I normally don't do that shit, but yeah. I wasn't going to back down from my opinion. And secondly, you're not going to make me out to be I'm the mean one here.
Especially like in America, like we have a freedom of speech. Like, granted, like everyone has that right to have a freedom of speech, and that goes to like opinion too.
Yeah, like, but it's like you're not allowed to.
Wrong. When is it? Why? If my opinion is different than like the crowd, why is that so wrong?
If your opinion doesn't match up to like, oh, you're racist.
Yeah,
I mean, you're racist. No, it had nothing to do. And I said that, I was like, I am not racist. First of all, you don't even know me.
Yeah.
You have no idea anything about me personally. You know what I mean? You have no idea of my background, you have no nothing. I could have been raised by black parents.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
I could have I have a black sister-in-law. You know what I mean? Like, I mean... And it's not, it does, and again, I'm not trying to be too heavy about it, but it just pissed me off that was the first thing that came out of somebody's mouth was, I'm racist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Y'all crazy. Yeah. Okay. You're the Karen in the situation. You're the one making it into something that it's not. I'm just putting I'm sorry that my opinion is not your opinion. But my opinion is, why are we upset that she's flexing?
And I feel bad for all good Karens.
Yeah.
That popped in my head.
I met a Catherine, and I feel like Catherines are the new Karens.
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry if your name's Catherine with a K.
That just popped in my head, like, you're the Karen. I'm like, man, I feel bad. Like, I have an aunt Karen. She's a wonderful woman.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn.
No, I feel like Catherines are the new Karens.
But no, you're 150 bajillion percent right. I mean, like...
Yeah, it just aggravated me.
When do you get in trouble for sharing?
And like, why does everything have to go there? You know what I mean? Yeah, like, just because my opinion is, just because I'm defending her, doesn't necessarily mean that. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, why can't I defend them? Exactly. You know, just like with the whole Krista Elia thing, I defended him. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying the guy's perfect, but. Let's not all jump on the bandwagon right away. And then come to find out, like, the girl never even met him. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, exactly, like, I don't know. The cancel culture just gets a little out of hand for me. And I just, you know. It's not that I'm like, I don't know. It's just not for me. I'm just not one to always jump on. Now, unless the person's like a real scumbag.
Yeah, I mean,
like obviously. As I was just going to say, Harvey Weinstein? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that guy was dirty. Like, he was gross.
Yeah, I guess.
Gross. If your name's Donald Trump, gross. Gross. You're gross. Okay?
I just can't get on board with... I feel like we've become overly sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, ugh, we're sensitive now.
So the Friends reunion, we haven't watched it yet. But I'm excited for it. So far, I've heard some good things.
I feel like is it just like what they did with the Fresh Prince?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like a Fresh Prince reunion where they're all just kind of sitting down and reminiscing about the good old days. They kind of made it out like they were going to reboot it.
I feel like they should.
I don't know.
Just for like a season or something. You know what I mean? Like, to tie it all up.
But like, I feel like a lot of the problem is like, too, you know, friends, like, I remember friends back, like, probably at this point, like, 10 years ago, people were trying to cancel friends because, you know, too much of the white culture, white privilege culture.
Well, it's just like Seinfeld.
Seinfeld was, that's a terrible show.
How dare you?
No, not Seinfeld. What was the other one? I'm sorry.
Frasier.
I take it back. Frasier.
Frasier.
Retracting my words, eating them.
Frasier. Frasier was like, that one should be canceled.
Yeah. Not a fan.
No. Seinfeld was great. But then it turned out that one of the actors was a loose cannon.
One of my favorite shows was? Oop. One of my favorite shows was Taxi as a kid.
Oh, man. They had Danny DeVito. Yes. Christopher Lloyd.
Yes.
They had a great
Taxi
cast.
Was such a great show. And it was always one of the one of my favorite scenes from Taxi was...
Andy Kaufman was
in it? Yeah. Like, it was a great show. Yeah. It was one of my favorite shows as a kid. But me and my dad used to watch it. And then one of my favorites, like, you know, he's trying to teach him how to drive.
Yeah.
And get his driver's license. Yeah. And he's like, what does yellow mean? And he slowed down. What does yellow mean? Slow down. What does yellow mean? He's like, God damn, slow down. Like, and he just kept slowing. And like, it takes a while for Danny DeVito to, like, realize what the fuck he was doing. It was such a great scene. So good. Oh man.
He's a great... That's another underrated producer, actor, director, Danny DeVito.
Yeah. God, I love Always Sunny. Always Sunny, to me, is like another one of those nostalgia TV shows that I can watch. I can watch any season at any point, and, like, I love Always Sunny. It was such a great show.
It was fantastic.
Such a great show.
That and Wilfred...
Oh, yeah, Wilfred was a great show.
Man.
The last season got a little weird.
It was a little weird. I feel like
the first two seasons were brilliant. The first season was brilliant.
It was great.
And the guy who plays the dog, he's a comedian from Australia. And he's fucking hilarious.
He kills it.
One of my favorite scenes, too, is like in the first season... And he brings the ball up to him, and he's like, what the fuck you want me to do with this? And he's like, throw it. And, like, so he's like, all right. And he, like, you know, Elijah Wood, like, throws the ball, and he's like, what the fuck you do that for?
Why did you do that?
Why did you do that? I thought we were friends. And, oh, man, that's a great show.
Just told me to throw it.
That's a great show. But, yeah, guys, so that's pretty much it, where we're at. We did a little bit of everything tonight.
We did it.
So, we'll be back. I'm gonna get my ass in gear and start putting everything back out weekly. So, stay tuned for the next one.
Stay tuned.
I don't really know what my topic's gonna be, so we're just gonna wing it.
We'll figure it out.
Just, you know. Every day is a winding road.
I still got a little bit higher.
Closing. Oh, there's nice. All right, folks. Good night. Have a pleasant tomorrow.
Farewell.
Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
That's my favorite Office episode.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. I haven't learned it, so I can get the fuck out.
I love that song, because that means it's time to go home. All right. Good night, guys. I love you.
Bye.
Bye.